You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's award-winning boutique wealth manager. With me today from Brenthurst Wealth is Maurice Reinach. And we're going to talk about inflation. And the article that Maurice wrote recently has the headline, Don't Let Inflation Eat Your Pension. Inflation is the enemy, I think, Maurice, whether it be pensions or whether it be day-to-day existence of people that have to go out and buy things. Isn't that correct?
Hi, Lindsay. Yeah, it is correct. It's a big destroyer of capital is inflation. That's what Dave Foord wrote in his book, Time in the Markets, and I agree with that statement. It means that the real value of your wealth falls when inflation is higher than your returns on your investments. And that's why it's important to review your investments and your pension funds to make sure that they are keeping up with inflation so that you're not getting poorer each year just as a result of inflation.
Yes, indeed. And South Africa is a specific case. I mean, in the United Kingdom at the moment, it's 2%. In America, it's 3%. South Africa, higher. And we'll see what the Reserve Bank does this week at its MPC meeting. But whatever it does, there are ways to ameliorate, to sort of stave off the inflation problem. How do you propose doing that? You talk about inflation being a capital destroyer. How can you stop it being so?
Yeah, it's important to, like I say, review your investments and to invest in assets that is able to increase in a manner that will maintain your income and purchasing power. So, for example, when you look at investing in companies, you have to invest in companies with strong pricing power. Or if you invest in properties, make sure that you are able and you're getting rental income from that, make sure that your rental income can increase with inflation and also is in an area that has good capital growth on the property investments as well. And it's basically a matter of diversifying your investments to make sure that you are covered in case of voluntary markets, also having commodities in your investment portfolio and such to make sure that your growth on your investments provide solid returns that can outpace inflation.
Exactly. So you've got to look at companies that can beat inflation. It's a simple idea, but it can be quite difficult, which is why you need a financial planner, of course, and a good asset management company. You come up with a couple of case studies, actually more than a couple. Case study number one, retirement planning. And you say, imagine you're a South African retiree who mainly invests in fixed deposits and bonds with an 8% annual return. If your personal inflation rate is 9%, then I can go on from there to say, well, that's immediately you're eroding your wealth. You can go on now with case study number one, if you would.
Yeah, so what I mean with personal inflation rate is, of course, what you have found in most cases is your inflation rate that you're experiencing year on year in your own pocket is not the same as the basket of goods that the CPI figure is based upon. Of course, municipal rates, electricity, levies of your estate, all those, they increase by more than the inflation rate. So then you find that what I'm feeling in my pocket is not keeping up with my deposits, my fixed deposit rates that you're getting. And those fixed deposit rates are also before tax, are taking into account on the interest earned. So it's important to look at it in that way and not only look at it against the CPI figure, but actually what are you experiencing in your pocket and making sure that your investment choices that you're making is able to provide a return that is capable of outpacing your personal inflation rate and not just normal inflation. So not...
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but it's a very, very important thing to say that the CPI and the consumer price inflation rate is based on a basket of goods and services that is not determined by us, but determined by the authorities. And our own personal inflation rate can be very, very different indeed, no matter whether you're rich or you're poor. You have your own inflation rate, so it's a very important point that you make. What about case study number two, property investment? That's an interesting one in South Africa because there's obviously commercial property and there's residential property, and it's been difficult over the last few years. What point are you trying to make here?
Yeah, the point trying to make there is how important it is to be able to be in a situation where you're able to increase your rental income and on your leases with inflation adjustment. Because a lot of time you aren't even capable of increasing that rental income with inflation, and then you can see that as an investment option, it's not favorable. So it's basically just making sure that you are capable of enforcing an inflation increase, and also the property's value will need to increase. So that's what's important there is location, where your property is based, and the area. Is it something that an area that can see property value increases over time or not?
Okay, so we can have a look at that one, and we can also have a look at another asset class, commodity investment. You say during periods of high inflation, you could diversify your portfolio by adding gold and other commodities. Imagine if you'd have added gold about 3-4 years ago. I mean, look at it now. It's almost all-time record high as we record this podcast, and people are talking about, you know, Trump and gold being inextricably linked. So if he becomes the president in a few months' time, then gold will continue to go up. So it's a risky asset, but one worth looking at.
It is. Yes, it is risky, and it's a diversifier in your portfolio. We would never say, okay, throw everything into gold, but it is there is space within a diversified portfolio to add gold because it's such a good, it's not that correlated with other asset classes, and it has historically proven that it is a protection against inflation.
Yes, historically it has been. Then you go on to say 4 strategies to protect wealth from inflation, and you go through 4 points now. Do you want to tell us that? The first one being diversify your investments, always very important, I think.
Yes, like I said, the mix of stocks and real estate, inflation-protected securities and commodities can help balance your portfolio and reduce the impact of inflation over time. So it's important that those assets that you invest in, obviously that they need to keep up with inflation, and to make sure that your portfolio is aligned, you need to review regularly as well. And that is where a financial advisor can help you to make sure that the portfolio is aligned with your risk tolerance and also the growth you need to acquire in your portfolio, and make sure that the assets you're invested in is capable of achieving that growth.
Number 2, you say invest in assets that keep up with inflation. We've covered that. Let's go straight to number 3. Regularly review and adjust your portfolio. So you're not going to just say, right, this is my portfolio, this is my diversification, I'm just going to leave it there, because things change outside of your portfolio, of course, and inflation is one of them.
Yes, of course. And you need to make sure that everything stays aligned with your requirements that you need. And that's something that you need to do regularly and at least on an annual basis.
Number 4, I like focus on growth investments. Some people think that as you get older, you've got to go for more safe investments. But if somebody says, okay, well, here's an investment in South Africa that will yield you 5% a year and it's nice and safe, that's no good if the inflation rate is 6%, is it?
Yeah, of course. That's why it's so important to not only focus on what your risk tolerance is, but rather have somebody that assists you in making the right decisions and not investing emotionally. Because if you have a low tolerance for risk and you're only going to go into money market funds or low risk funds that's not capable of producing returns that outpace inflation, then you are going backwards. And that's where somebody can, and a financial advisor can assist you in making the right risk appropriate investments for your investment horizon, and not only focusing on what your tolerance is, but basically holding your hand through the up and downs of the market and making sure that you're capable over the long term to get that long-term return that you can only get by investing in risky assets.
In conclusion, you say, I want to finish off, these are your words, I want to finish off by trying to make inflation more personal. Now, when I see that, I think to myself, okay, if you're really, really keen on keeping an eye on what your personal inflation rate is compared to consumer price inflation, which we've mentioned before. Do you have to write down every month what your grocery bill has been compared to last year? Because, you know, your personal grocery bill is going to be very different to somebody else's. You have to have a look at what your rental costs are, or your bond or mortgage costs are, etc. Do you have to be that assiduous? Do you have to be that detailed? Do you have to keep an eye on your own personal rate? And if so, it might take you an hour a month or something, but that's not too onerous, I don't think.
That can become a bit onerous, I think, yes. To keep it that detailed. And I don't think anybody has the time or the inclination
to
do that.
Exactly.
But it is important to have an idea of what your personal inflation rate is, because there's no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to retirement needs and savings and how your portfolio should look like. And everybody's circumstances and goals will differ. So to have an idea about your personal inflation rate can help you plan for the future in a much better way. And yeah, I do think some retirees, maybe they find it interesting to keep track of these things, but no, I don't think it's something that you can keep so detailed. But yeah, it's a good idea to have just a general idea of how your personal inflation rate is, so that you can see if your investments will be able to provide you with an income.
Exactly. You've got to be very bored or have a lot of time on your hands to write down what you spent at the supermarket last month compared to this month. But anyway, you finally say, if you're concerned about the future value of your retirement savings, please get in touch so that Prentice Wealth can see which investment options will produce the results that you want. And that's probably the most important thing. Just keep in touch with your financial advisor. Maurice, thank you very much for your insight. Marisa Reinach is from Prentice Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Prentice Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.